Nathan Woodliffe Stanley is Executive Director of American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado. Thanks for joining me, Nathan.
Well, thank you.
So you're speaking this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Callaway Room inside the Carbondale Public Library. The event is being hosted by the Mount Soperus Historical Society. Now, the National ACLU has a rich history in this country and has seen a huge swell in support over the past 6 months. Has the Colorado chapter also received this kind of boom and renewed interest?
We have. We've seen a lot of people who have come forward as volunteers or activists, and we've seen our membership grow dramatically since the election and since the inauguration, and particularly after the Muslim travel ban events in late January. We've seen a lot of response here in Colorado.
And so for those who know the name but not the mission and legacy of the ACLU, can you speak to that, Nathan?
Well, it's the American Civil Liberties Union. It goes all the way back to 1920. And throughout most of the last century, the ACLU has been really a lead defender of our constitutional rights, particularly things in the Bill of Rights, and protecting those rights for all people, not just for some.
And are there still cards? People say card-carrying member.
Well, yes, if you actually do still get a card. If you're a member, I have my membership card in my wallet. I have it position so that's what you see when I open my wallet up.
Part of that legacy. A lot of people are concerned that civil liberties are under attack, from the private prison industry boom to the travel ban aimed primarily at Muslims, and now Congress doing away with our online privacy and allowing internet companies to sell information about our activities online. Are people's worries realistic?
I'm afraid so. I mean, we've certainly seen both actions from this administration, and there are other promises or threats, if you will, that were made during the election that may still be yet to come. And it's all of those areas. It's also things around expanding stop and frisk policing or resuming torture, defunding Planned Parenthood, demonizing immigrants in ways that go far beyond any justification. There are, of course, the attacks on online privacy that we've seen that kind of slipped under the radar while people were paying attention to health care. We have to be very vigilant because there are a lot of things that are both being, you know, done and discussed that really are threats to almost every area of civil liberties that the ACLU works on.
And you guys are very active in public policy here in the state of Colorado. While much of the interest in these topics tends to be at the federal level, are there some key issues that you guys are working on, say, at the legislature or here locally?
Certainly. We're actually, besides, of course, trying to stop bad legislation, which happens, we work in a very bipartisan way to try to get good legislation passed. Some of the ones that we're working on right now are bills around reform in the Department of Youth Corrections, DYC. Civil asset forfeiture is an issue that we're working on, and limiting the amount of time that people can be held in municipal courts before they get a hearing. These are the sorts of issues that we're able to work with the legislature on and try to make some progress at the state level, even while we are responding to everything that's happening nationally.
And so astute listeners to KDNK News will remember Denise Mayes from ACLU Colorado, who we had on that topic of youth corrections a few months ago, and people can pull that up at KDNK.org. Talk a little bit more about civil asset forfeiture. This is a big one in the news right now.
Well, this is a practice where, you know, police can confiscate property if they suspect that it's been used in a crime. But what happens is, often people have money or property that gets confiscated by police, and it can be very difficult to get it back. We have not the worst civil asset forfeiture laws in the country, but we certainly don't have the best, and we would like to see those laws improved here in Colorado.
Well, you do a lot of your work in Denver, and of course ACLU is so well known nationally, but it is sort of a rare treat that we get to have you here in Carbondale for an in-person talk at the library this weekend. Are you looking forward to coming up into this part of the mountains?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it a lot. I try to get around the state of Colorado as much as I can, and I'm very happy to be there this Saturday and able to speak in Carbondale.
So, Nathan, what are some of your main points you're going to be talking about this weekend?
Well, I want to talk about what we've been seeing since the election and the inauguration, what some of the challenges to civil liberties are that we're seeing and that we expect in the future as well, how people are responding to these challenges, and how we as the ACLU are responding at both the national and the state level. There's so much at stake in this, and you know, I mean, there are things I haven't even mentioned, like the attacks on the judiciary and the attacks on the press and media, and these are the institutions we need for our democracy to be strong, and thank you for being part of one of those institutions.
That's Nathan Woodliffe Stanley, Executive Director of ACLU of Colorado, speaking this Saturday night at the Carbondale Public Library, 7 o'clock, moderated by Jim Calloway and presented by the Mount Soperus Historical Society. If folks can't attend this Saturday, what do you want them to know, Nathan? What's your big message to our listeners?
Well, that this is a time to be engaged and to stay engaged. It's a time where there are some very real dangers to our democracy and to our civil liberties. We see a lot of people stepping up, but we need that to continue. It can't be something that just is in the short run and doesn't stay strong.
Nathan Woodliffe Stanley, thank you so much for speaking to KDNK.
Thank you very much.